Greetings and salutations and surprise. This is the Pop Culture's first annual summer episode. Just like in comic books, folks, every once in a while you get an extra episode. Hope you enjoy it. It's actually the five men of a certain age actually sitting on a porch, just talking about everything. And we will return in September with all new episodes. See you then.
Roll out the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Just off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to a very special edition of Pop Culture. That's Dave saying hello.
Dave not knowing how to swallow.
His chips.
look at his eyes got rubbed. No, wait, wait. Anyway, folks.
Pitch recognition, Brian. Pitch recognition. Don't swing at them all.
That's true. I didn't. Anyway, folks. So here we are. We are surprising you. Hopefully, this will work out because we only have one microphone. But we are actually on the deck of Jeff Finley's home. He has invited us over. We are sitting next to the pool. We have snacks. We have pizza coming. We have what is that, Jeff?
Key lime daiquiris.
Key lime daiquiris coming soon.
And a peach Bellini.
And Bob has had a peach Bellini. I've had a passion fruit mango.
I had a blueberry something.
Blueberry something.
Seagram's thing.
Yes. But anyway, so here we are, folks. We thought we'd surprise you with a little.
I had a Diet Mountain Dew. Ron had a Coke.
Man. I had a vanilla Coke. I'm living on the edge.
Yeah, there you go.
I am the youngest one here.
Yeah, somebody's got to drive us all home. So here we are. In case you've forgotten, my name is Brian Burchett Ross. I am the host. And around this actual table on a back porch sort of thing, patio, we have
Ron Roberts. And it's confusing that we're actually at a location that we said we're at, unlike the porch at Brian's house.
And we have...
Hello, this is version 616 of this universe, Robert Yeoman.
Nice reference. And I'm going to do a little bit of a Phil Donahue here with this one mic. And we have...
Dave War, and still near the River Raisin, though, so that I give kudos to Jeff for that.
Oh, there we go. And speaking of, we have our host...
Jeff Finley.
Anything else you want to say, Jeff? Too late. So, gentlemen, you know, we've been talking about doing this, and it's very nice of Jeff to invite us over. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, gentlemen, we talked about several things we thought would be fun to talk about, and sometimes we hit topics that are fun.
Don't look at the camera.
Thank you for inviting me to your wedding. I hope you will be a child and a masculine one.
Let's start with summer blockbusters. We're in the middle of summer. It's what, July 27th. And summer blockbusters that we used to, that some of our favorites as kids or adults or whatever. This was your idea.
Yeah, yeah. So when I first thought about the summer things, the only blockbuster movie I can think of that has a, I was thinking more of a summer theme, it would have been Jaws that I actually went to the theater to see. And I never got back in the water. I don't care if it was somebody's pool. I don't care if it was, I didn't take a bath. I took showers. I was afraid to sit in the bathtub. It's just your mind gets going. But that was the first summer blockbuster movie that I went to go see that had a summer theme. But I do remember as a kid always watching the cheap 60s Beach Blanket Bingo.
I believe I have them all on DVD.
Oh, dear. So. Yeah.
Starting with Beach Blanket Bingo, yeah. Muscle Beach Party.
Muscle Beach Party.
The third one.
they're so good. Eric Von Zipper was always
the one constant that ran through the whole series, yeah. I think, almost.
Yeah. He was the one bad guy.
He was the one bad guy.
And he had that lackey, the lackey with him, yeah. too, didn't he?
Oh, he had a whole bunch of lackeys with him.
Yeah. Which is funny because the the characters that Frankie and Annette played,
yeah.
Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello, changed from movie to movie, if I remember correctly. But Eric Von Zipper seemed to always be the same character.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, was Connie Francis in those?
No, she was in Where the Boys Are, though.
Yeah,
or was it Palm Springs?
She was in
Palm
Where the Boys
Weekend,
Are.
Weekend, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But so was the first one actually Beach Blanket?
I think
was it just Beach Party?
I thought it was Beach Blanket Bingo first, and then Beach Party.
I think
Beach came after that. You know,
I think it was actually Beach Party.
Then it's Beach Party.
Then too. Muscle Beach, then Beach Bingo.
Thank goodness for the internet. Let me see here.
There was actually a ski party in there that had nothing to do with the beaches, but
there were some
tried
big names
up on the same
thing. There,
right.
There were some big names. Don Rickles was in one.
He was in the second one with the Muscle Beach. He was a trainer.
Peter Lorre.
Maury Amsterdam was the guru at the beach Shake Shack, or wherever they hung out. Wasn't Robert Wagner in one?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Some girl in a helicopter or a race car.
Yeah. Beach Party, Muscle Beach Party, Bikini Beach, Pajama Party, Beach Blanket Bingo, How to Stuff a Wild Bikini, I remember that one, and the Ghost and the Invisible Bikini.
Yeah.
Which
I remember
not,
that one.
And because I think the Ghost and the Invisible Bikini, they got, neither Frankie nor Annette were in that one. That was Tommy, who was also
Tommy Sands.
Yeah, who was also, I think, a Musketeer, was he not?
Yeah.
He was one of the brothers on the original My Three Sons.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. Okay, maybe I'm not thinking the same guy.
Maybe I'm thinking the wrong one. I'm not sure. It's been a while since I've watched them.
Yeah. In 1987, they had Back to the Beach, which is probably a reunion of all
the... Yep, and that was the reunion with Frankie and Annette and
yep.
most of the others. I'm trying to think the big Jody...
Oh, Jody. He played Deadhead or whatever.
Deadhead or something like that. And I met Kirstie Marta. Kirsten Marta, who was Judy in Lost in Space, but she was also the mermaid in one of those movies.
Yes, she was.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
I think it was the third one. The third mermaid. I think it's Kirstie Martin.
Ron, did you ever see any of those movies?
Nope.
Thanks, Ron.
And I met her, of course, at a convention, so, you know, it's not like she was just walking down the street one day.
Tommy Kirk was one of them that replaced Frankie Avalon.
Tommy Kirk, now, is he the one, there was one that I remember as a kid, I found extremely cute, and I think he was, and I know he did Disney movies, I don't know if he did any of those, I don't know if that's Tommy Kirk or not, but he did
Swiss Family Robinson, he did Babes in Toyland, Flubber,
Flubber,
Fred McMurray, but it wasn't called
Shaggy D.A.
Forgetful, what the heck was that called? It was Flubber, but it was the first Flubber.
Oh,
The Nutty Professor.
The
Forgettable.
That was Tommy Kirk.
And this is a 4-5 act.
I don't know. And I'm going to take it all the way back to my story. It's Marta Christie.
Marta, yes.
Oh, I got her name totally backwards.
Yeah, she played the mermaid. I don't remember which one it was, but Deadhead was in love with her, and
lovely. I thought she was a lovely lady. Bob had a slightly different impression.
Oh, you think she was lovely?
You are so making me nervous, my friend.
Ooh, he's only on the edge.
I know.
I was at a comic book convention, and I inadvertently got in her line of sight, and she was like, you can't take my picture.
Oh.
And I went,
well, that would leave a bad taste in your mouth.
I walked about 6 feet away, came back, took the pictures of the robot, which is what I was after, not her. I actually said that to her as her handlers were like trying to figure out who she was yelling at. And I just went, I was taking a picture of the robot.
Wow.
She was in Beach Blanket Bingo.
Oh, it's her money. I can understand.
Well, yeah. But, you know, at the same time.
We chatted long enough that the people there trying to get things moved along, it was just like,
right.
Leave now.
Yeah.
We got your money.
She spent time in the Detroit area as a kid.
Summer of 42, another great summer movie. If anybody, did you
I
see
never
that?
Saw
you never
summer
saw
42
that?
Was coming of age movie?
Yeah, that was good.
Downer.
I thought it was great. Summer knows.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I thought you'd bring up Meatballs.
Well, the camp movies, there you go. Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
My
Bill Murray.
I love the great outdoors.
Star Wars.
That was a good one.
And Star Wars was a summer blockbuster for sure. And so was Empire and all of those.
Summer Rental.
Summer Rental. Was that the one with John Candy?
And, well, and the great outdoors was also John Candy. I don't think it was John DeCandy and Dan Aykroyd were great outdoors. I don't think Aykroyd was in Summer Rental.
No. Okay. It was John Candy and...
Was it Phil Hartman?
I don't know. I know that it was about... they had a boat race or something.
Yeah, was it like the two families competed? But who was the head
was
of the
Rodney
other
family? Dan Aykroyd.
It was Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd was in one of them. Yeah, that might have been The Great Outdoors, I think. Maybe.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Summer Rental, wow, sounds like they're... My favorite summer movie, a movie that is about summer, I'll love it till the day I die, was Caddyshack.
Richard Crenna played the stuffy
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack was fantastic.
Caddyshack had a don't look at the camera. Now, Ron, you are not in this conversation when you're doing this. Oh my God. Everybody tunes in to hear Ron, and he doesn't.
I know. Every single email says, we want more Ron.
We want more Ron.
Oh, have my service answer them for you.
It's usually Ron writing those emails, though, isn't it?
The hand analysis hasn't come back yet.
All right, just keep going. That's right. Don't forget I didn't graduate.
I love Caddyshack. I thought that was for
a little gopher dance.
Yes.
Right. You could buy those. They had those little animals that did kind of like a dancing Santa. Was the same thing as a gopher.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Don't spoil the magic.
Sorry.
Meatballs was one that I enjoyed very
much. Which one?
The first one.
First one, second, third, fourth, or 15th?
Oh, no. I thought they made more than one.
I think they made several meatballs.
Is Bill Murray in all of them?
No. Oh, of course not.
No, Bill knew when to get out.
They could only afford two. It was Meatballs, followed by Meatballs Part 2, followed by Meatballs 3, The Summer Job.
I think the first two he was in, I don't think he was in the third. Ghostbusters was a summer hit. I mean, it wasn't about summer, but it was a summer hit. I don't.
One that was my personal favorite was Something Wicked This Way Comes, a Disney film that was distributed by Touchstone because it had adult themes in it.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember. Oh, that was a great movie.
There were at least four meatballs.
Four meatballs.
But did that come out in the summer?
It was right at the end of high school.
Okay. All right. So it would be beginning of summer then.
Before Dave and Bob showed up, we were talking about, drive-in theater, which was a big summer thing to do. And just the adventures that you'd have with that, whether it was the speakers that you couldn't hear from, or mosquitoes flying into the cars, or
someone didn't bring the beer they were supposed to.
I don't remember that.
Did anybody ever hide anybody in the trunk?
Oh,
you did.
Hell yes. How much is it? Let's go around the block. We'll pick up some KFC. Wink, wink, and we'll be back.
Now that I think of it, I sold the car. I don't remember taking them out.
Well.
Yeah, they're dead.
And here's a knock on the door now.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh.
You ever see that?
I never saw that movie. That was a summer movie.
That was hilarious.
I never saw that movie. It's another one
that the sequel did not live up to the promise of the original.
Yeah, I didn't see the sequel. I knew there was a sequel.
Now, who was in that?
Was Cusack in that?
It might have been John Cusack. I can't remember who the other guy was.
Andrew McCarthy. Was it a Brat Pack movie?
Define. Oh, wait a minute. No.
I don't think it was Andrew McCarthy.
1989.
Oh, is that late?
Andrew McCarthy. It was Larry Andrew Wilson. McCarthy. Terry Kaiser is Bernie Lomax. Jonathan Silverman, Richard Parker.
Jonathan Silverman, that's...
Yeah, Andrew McCarthy would have been probably the big one.
I actually liked him in that movie then. I don't remember he was in that, but I guess he was.
Because it was him and Jonathan Silverman were the two.
Yeah. That one I could tolerate, Andrew McCarthy. And the other stuff, if you heard the other podcast, when you're going to hear the other podcast, we go off on that. But
yeah, well, that drops on Monday. And by the way, Andrew McCarthy, please still call us if you'd like to discuss any of our opinions of you.
For what it's worth, Andrew, I did like you in that movie. I just forgot it was you.
Mission and Bernie's too.
That's why I liked it.
I forgot it was you, so I liked the movie, Andrew. Lord have mercy, but I got a lot of editing on this one.
Mission and Bernie's 2 was 4 years later.
4 years? My God, that corpse had to have been ripe.
He sold a lot of refrigerators.
Apparently. Wow. Did I mention Caddyshack?
You did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Now, right. Didn't they make a second Caddyshack too, though?
Yeah.
They may have.
Yeah.
With Jackie Mason as...
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yep. Oh.
It was Jackie Mason. It was, yeah. There may have actually... Again, there may have even been three of those.
I...
But the first one's the only one that counts.
Yeah. I agree, because, you know, Rodney Dangerfield was the absolute best.
After he had a string of hits. He was that, and then Easy Money, Back to School.
Back to School.
Ladybugs.
Yeah, he played the soccer coach or whatever the,
You're right, I forgot all about that.
Apparently there was Caddyshack and Caddyshack 2.
Yeah.
But then there were, looks like documentaries, like The Inside Story, The 19th Hole. So it fortunately did not go on.
Well, I know
19th Hole. I thought that was a Rob Lowe made for... Never mind.
Oh!
The sad thing is, he's right.
Caddyshack, The 19th Hole, was a humorous documentary about the making of the cult classic comedies, The Caddyshack.
Yeah.
It was made a year after Caddyshack premiered. No, it was 1999, so 10 years later.
I just knew with the Caddyshack that Chevy Chase...
Almost 20 years later.
And Bill Murray did not get along. Yeah. They could not stand each other.
Yeah.
And it was probably more of Bill not liking Chevy, I think.
It was Saturday Night Live all over again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as we discussed and we have discussed on this podcast, not a lot of people liked Chevy. Yeah. It wasn't just Bill.
Well, no, that's what I mean. I'm sure he made it very easy for him not to like him.
Well, the thing about Bill Murray and that in Caddyshack is all of his lines were improvised. He refused to follow the script.
Oh.
So everything that he did was what he decided to do on his own. So that's part of the reason why Bill Murray was not well liked in that film.
Well, that makes sense too. I could see Bill being that way.
Huh.
I wonder if he was like that in the Ghostbusters movies.
I don't know. I know Community with Chevy Chase, they didn't like him.
No. Yeah. And that's
they didn't like them either.
Well, no.
Well, and my understanding is with Ghostbusters, I don't think he did a lot of improv in Ghostbusters, but I do know, I think I remember something with Bill Murray, basically they didn't know he was actually going to do Ghostbusters until he showed up when it was time to be on the set, because he never actually signed a contract until he got there in New York the day that they started filming. So they all kind of just trusted that he was going to show up like he said he would.
Wow.
But
I don't remember where I heard that.
But that makes sense because it sounds vaguely familiar after you said it. And I can see why they would trust him because that was all his buddies at the time.
Well,
that
was Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. And I don't know how close he was with
Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
Or Annie Potts.
Well, and he continued to show up for these sequels.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the last one.
Yep.
Was it Frostbite?
Frozen Empire.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Well, David and I
have you seen the first one?
The very, very first one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, you've seen it.
Okay.
Oh, that's some nice touches. Save your money.
I heard, well...
the toy line. They actually fitted Ecto one with what...
And as we all know, if they acknowledge the toy line, it's a good movie.
Make some money. Keep some happy, honey.
My friends that I went to the movie yesterday with said... they talked about it for a second and said... that they enjoyed it as much as the one before that, but basically their opinion was that it did a better version of what the one before was trying to do.
Oh, with all the female, the whole female?
No.
No, the after, was it Afterlife?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was Afterlife.
Yeah.
Which I thought, I kind of enjoyed Afterlife without giving too much away. I thought it was a nice sentimental nod to the original.
Oh, it was the last movie. 20 minutes. Was,
yes.
I had tears in my eyes.
It's maybe a little.
That last 20 minutes just.
But yeah.
We should talk about Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
The third one.
It was a passing off of Ghostbusters. So
I guess I must have missed one. I knew about the first two, one with all the female cast, and then the one they just made.
Yeah, well, no, there's one before this that one.
I did not know that.
Yeah, which is where all these characters came.
Didn't it come out during COVID?
It could have.
Oh, either during or right after.
Yeah, so that's why you may have missed it. I think we were all
really
avoiding crowds at the time.
But I like that one as well. It was a nice passing of the torch. Paul Rudd, the always young-looking Paul Rudd, is in
it. Damn his hide.
For a man in his 80s, he's looking pretty good.
Tell me about it.
I remember he had that cameo shot in Ant-Man with just his shirt off and everybody in the audience going, damn.
Yeah, but the fourth one we haven't seen yet. David and I started to when we were flying back from San Diego, but we had a red eye, and we both started it on our, you know, at the same time. And the next thing I know, I woke up and there's David sleeping, so I just turned it both off and set up. But it's on Netflix now, so I'll be able to check it out. But yeah, my friend said they enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to watch it again.
Yeah. They said it was a lot like...
That's concerning.
That's what I'm talking about.
So it must have been on the ground, hopefully.
No, he was up in the air.
For those of you just tuning in...
Jeff lives near a small airport.
Yes.
I swear I thought turkeys could fly.
You're
all good now. You want to get some pizza and pick up?
Yeah, let's get some pizza. We're gonna shut down for a few minutes. We're gonna get ourselves some pizza, and we'll be back after this commercial message.
Once upon a time, there was an engineer. Choo Choo Charlie was his name, we hear. He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
They'll know you've arrived when you drive up in the 1958 Edsel. The car that's truly new.
I'm a very lucky boy. I've got it for zero pops.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family.
M-D-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle's makes the very best chocolate.
Hey, that was the longest commercial in history. We're back.
They don't know that we were gone for 5.5 hours.
No, they don't. They don't. But we were gone. We ate. We ate pizza.
3 days
and
later.
We ate a whole bunch of stuff, and we went swimming. So a couple of us went swimming, and we've been talking Disney and politics and Disney politics. But we're back now. And we're not going to talk about any of that. What we're going to talk about next is whatever Ron wants to talk about.
Doing the Obama meme right now.
What?
What are we talking about?
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, no. Well, I just think the fact that we were able to solve hunger and world peace during that was great. I hope you got that recorded, Brian.
You got to get that to the trademark office.
Yeah, Ron.
Why is unfortunately, he went swimming with that in the
What were we talking about?
More. Movies in the summertime.
Summertime.
So, Ron, just out of curiosity, have you ever even heard of any of those movies before? The beach movies?
Like Beach Blanket Bingo, yeah. I mean, I've heard of it. I've seen clips and whatnot, but...
Never sat down and
watched. I can't say I'm like, oh my gosh.
I can't wait to see it again.
Right.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
And to be honest, I never saw the originals, of course, because I saw them in reruns on television.
Correct. Yeah.
That Turner was
Classics
Sunday afternoon fair. Or summer afternoon fair.
Turner Classics.
But back in our day, Bob, you remember afternoons were movies on the local television stations.
Oh, oh yeah, oh, yeah. ABC.
Bill Kennedy
had some.
Bill Kennedy
was during the week, wasn't he? He was
on
Sundays.
Yeah,
but
he would cut. I don't know if he was during the week.
It was taped because of the baseball games.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You never got to see a whole movie. It was always because.
They were running a little long today, so thank you.
Yeah.
Bye bye. And he had his cigar walking away.
Yeah.
But he'd tell a Hollywood story or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood story too, and I don't even know any of the shows ever been.
He was in
one movie, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was in
Cowboy movie.
The biography of the Gershwins, Rhapsody in Blue.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was stagehand number four, I think.
Yeah, basically.
He may have been other things, but yeah, he came across as, you know, he was into.
Yeah,
I may have as much movie experience as Bill Kennedy.
Probably more.
That wouldn't surprise me.
He may or may not have. I stood next to Betty Davis once.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's his clay.
When he passed, everybody just went, huh?
Who?
Bill. In the summer, I watched a lot of movies, like you guys were saying.
Yeah.
Open the window, get some cool air.
I watched a lot of. Sir Graves Ghastly.
Oh, yeah.
The Ghoul on Saturday night. That was a summer. Because in the summer, we could stay up as late as we wanted
to. Yeah.
So that's when I'd watch The Ghoul or reruns of Saturday Night Live. Or.
You know, it's funny that you say that. It's in the summertime, you stay up as long as you wanted to. I find now that I stay up as long as I can. It's not always as long as I want to.
I know. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah.
Jeez, old Pete.
And I think we all had that moment when we were kids and we were sent to bed. It's like, someday I'll be an adult and I'm going to stay up until 4 in the morning.
And it turns out to be 9 p.m.
Yeah, 9 p.m. Yeah. Remember playing Monster Tag? Did you ever play Flashlight Tag or Monster Tag in the neighborhoods?
No.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
We played it, our kids played it when David's family has property up in Pennsylvania, up on the side of a mountain, and they'll play it after dark and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the whole neighborhood would just get together, all the kids, whether you liked each other or not, but everybody had a flashlight and would out. It was like the few times during the summer the parents would actually let their kids out because everyone was going to be together and it was safe then, but... Oh gosh, what a ball! We used to watch the bats fly around the lamps.
The lamps.
And chasing the mosquitoes. And
yeah.
Every now and then you throw a frisbee up there, it would chase the frisbee.
And I'm sorry, I'm just going back to Bill Kennedy.
Bill Kennedy
actually was in quite a few movies.
Was
mostly
he?
Westerns, like I said, The Rhapsody in Blue. People's Choice was another one. Mostly relatively small roles. He was an announcer on the Superman, the television show.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. He had a one-time recording deal with Superman. Announcer netted him only $350. He regretted not asking for a screen credit, which would have earned him, of course, much more in the long run.
Wow.
So that's just kind of interesting. And I remember him from when he was on WKBD Channel 50, but he also was on CKLOW Channel 9, which is now CBC in Windsor.
CBC, yeah. But I think during the week is when he was on Channel 50.
Yeah,
I remember watching on Sunday afternoons at my grandmother's.
Yeah. I remember, he was finishing up by the time we got home from school.
Yep.
But my mom was always either watching As the World Turns or Getting Light. So those were the good old days.
They were.
We used to rush home and see what Luke and Laura were going to do.
Did Barnabas get out of the casket after 7 years?
You know, I am rewatching that right now, Bob. Hulu has the whole complete series, and he just the episode that I'm watching now. He's just turned Maggie into his love. Was it Josette? Was it Josette?
Yeah, it's Josette's theme in the music box.
Okay. So that's where I'm at now. But you know, it's a fun show to watch again.
They were high.
Isn't that where Jack made his debut?
Jack
Nicholson?
No, Nicholson made his debut in a movie, Roger Corbin. Little Shop.
One.
Actually, no, Little Shop, he made it one. But Little Shop came a little bit later. But it was Roger Corman's movies.
Little Shop was Nicholson's?
Not his debut, no.
Okay.
But he was in it. That was a Roger. That was back when he was hanging with Roger Corman.
I thought we were talking about Children's Hospital.
Ooh, no.
Bob
mentioned Dark Shadows. I thought he was on Dark Shadows.
You were
talking about Luke and Laura.
I did. I segued there.
Okay,
I veered in Luke and Laura.
May very well be the key
Bob
lime.
I had one in the chamber, so it went.
I was talking about Dark Shadows and Jack Nicholson. And
so confused
the
right
best,
now.
The best. Where are we?
And what does Dark Shadows have to do with the summer anyway?
Well, I don't sure.
Well, because it doesn't get dark till late.
I'm
getting some ice.
I got the staying out late and playing the games and all that.
Yeah.
So what I want to know is, did you call them lightning bugs or fireflies?
Oh,
where you grew up. I called them lightning bugs.
Fireflies.
We were lightning bugs.
Yeah. And my wife pointed out, and I have to acknowledge you did the same thing for a period of time. You used to pull their little butts apart off the and make.
Sounds like a Friday night.
you make bracelets and necklaces out of
them. I am not commenting on pulling any butts off anything.
And making a necklace out of it.
And making a necklace out of it.
Now one of the things we would play is guess the car.
What the car?
You'd hear a car coming and you had to guess what color it was.
Oh, guess what color it was?
Yeah, that's what you would guess. Well, I also lived out in the boonies.
Okay.
So the traffic was not as prevalent as you may think. So no. You'd sit on the porch and you'd hear a car coming. All right, right. Somebody would say, yeah, yellow. Some say red. Some say blue. And then,
Okay. Of course, back then you only had a limited number.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think it's a turquoise.
I don't think it's a car at all. It's a horse.
Yeah, it's a horse and buggy. How far out do we live?
Well, in my day, when I was a kid, the world was in black and white. We didn't have much. It was all shades of gray for me. Color wasn't invented until about 1972. That's when it became very popular and very cheap to do. Oh, you had it in movies and television before that.
ABC.
I know you didn't, Ron, but didn't you guys grow up with a black and white? I mean,
We had that.
Did you have black and white?
Absolutely.
I just told you, 1973.
Yeah, we had. What was it? Small portable.
Yeah.
I mean, our main TV, the one TV we had in the house, was a regular color TV, but then we had the fancy portable one that you could take upstairs.
Yeah, we had.
And pray to God you found
something. Whenever you got sick, they would bring
black and white. Yeah, black and white was in the so-called kids' room, and then we had the color TV out in the main living room where everybody watched.
We were in our neighborhood. We were the last family to have a black and white TV, and I think it was about the same time as if what Dave's saying correct. It was like 72 or 73, because I was in school for a while, and it was like. You know, all the kids are like, oh, they're talking about their color TVs, and I'm like,
go on in, dude.
And
no, it's just my feet are itching, so I'm from here. Spread whatever I have.
I know. Thanks, Dave.
It's by the filter.
Glad I got out.
You have fun with that this weekend, Jeff.
Mary, go get some extra chlorine.
Not around Brian. Don't get the chlorine out around Brian. At least wait till we leave.
Chlorine.
Oh, folks, if you know, you know.
If you know, you
we
know, folks,
and
I'm not sharing that story with anybody.
But,
no.
But, you know, and that's the other thing. Like, I remember, you know, I don't know if any of you guys were ever the channel changer.
Oh, I was.
We were, because we didn't have remote.
Right, that's why
we didn't have remote.
You had to get up. Right, you had to get up and change the channel. Yeah.
Needle nose fryers.
After the knobs came off.
That was called my little brother.
There you go. I forget I got food poisoning once, but I was, let's say.
From turning a channel?
No. No.
I'm going to use that excuse next time.
I had food poisoning, so I was just, I mean, I had never been sicker in my entire life. And I remember I was laying on the couch and I'd fallen asleep. And I woke up and Elf was on TV.
Oh.
And I hated it. But I had no strength to get up to change the channel, so I thought, I either go back to sleep or I gotta watch out. It was horrible.
Slept well, did you?
I did.
I had a paper route, and one of the first things I bought with my money after a few G.I. Joe things was a black and white TV, just a small one. And I had it in my room, and I thought it was really cool. And one of the shows I watched late at night, this is back when Mary Hartman was on, but it came on at 11 o'clock at night or so.
Right,
black and white.
Well, the odd thing for me was, you know, we got the color TV, and we took our black and white one and went, took it down in the basement, because we had a pretty, we had like a half-finished basement. And there were a lot of times, you know, I couldn't wait for that color TV, mostly because I wanted to watch two shows in color. I wanted to watch Batman.
Oh.
And I wanted to watch Star Trek. You know, those were the two shows I needed to see in color. But after that, I would go downstairs and still watch. On my Thursday nights, when I was watching, you know, the big Thursday night lineup, which was Cheers and Family Ties and all those Thursday things, and it always ended with my Knots Landing, which was on the other, you know, on CBS. I watched all of those first run in black and white.
Wow.
Because we were allowed, my mom smoked downstairs. Not upstairs, but downstairs. So, and by then I was smoking too. So, you know, that way, you know, I could sit down there and smoke and watch the shows. But I ended up actually watching more black and white than color after we got the color TV. But I liked being downstairs. I was by myself. No one else was coming down.
Sure, sure.
So that was kind of nice. Hey, y'all remember Channel 20?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, WXLN.
And remember after midnight how it would just become squiggly lines, but you could still hear what was going on.
But you had the national anthem to keep people from
Well, this was before or after that. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, you don't remember that?
Oh.
It was Channel 20, wasn't it?
It was one of the UHS.
It was one of the UHS.
Did you get dirty pictures?
Well, yes, they would show dirty movies.
Yeah.
Oh. And it, but
boob. I thought I saw a boob.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. And, I think that's
but it was
what
like
that
the squiggly, you know, squiggly lines. But you could hear everything that was going on.
On broadcast TV?
It was cable.
After hours, it was cable.
Well,
cable. Was it cable or was it?
No, because we didn't have cable yet.
No, it must have been.
Channel 20 instituted something they called, I think it was On TV. Mm. And it was a forerunner to cable, but it was a subscription service.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
If I remember correctly,
it was On or Star or one of
the two. To unscramble it.
Yeah, correct.
But because Channel 20 used, and I think they. I think it's still around, but they're a regular broadcast channel now, right? So
you would have to turn the channel and then turn it back real quick to get like a 5 seconds
second
of a digital.
List, yeah. Oh, I'm so glad I wasn't the only pervert.
So magazine stores. Had
that that says no, why is this, why is this channel? Why is the map like that?
Brian, why are you up at 2:30 in the morning with your head against the television? Because that was the other thing. I couldn't turn it up because I didn't want my parents to hear what I was doing, so I turned it to slow and just like, ooh, I can hear that.
That's the old forerunner to, why is the tracking on the VCR off?
Yeah,
oh,
you had to go back and forth several times to get like 5 seconds of
not to talk about Channel 20, but we all grew up in Michigan. I remember on like the black and white, being able to get Channel 9.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Occasionally it would come in super clear on your on regular TV.
Oh, yeah.
You had the big antenna.
Yeah.
Sometimes it wouldn't. But I just remember, finding Channel CBT.
I said we got CBC quite a bit.
Yeah, we got
pretty clear. That was one of my regular go tos. Yeah.
And seeing some of the stuff on there where it was like, I didn't have no idea.
Beachcombers?
It was just so different compared to what.
But yeah, we watched the Red Green Show. We watched Canadian Air Farce for a while.
Yeah.
But like I say, as kids, Mr. Dress Up, Friendly Giant.
Space 1999, I believe, came from.
That's where I saw all the afternoon reruns, you know, Beverly Hillbillies, Green Acre. I got that from Channel 9.
Oh, really?
Andy Griffith.
Yeah. See, my go-to back then was, and for all you kids that are listening out there, there used to be UHF and, what was it, VHF.
UHF and VHF.
Right.
UHF is ultra high frequency. Yeah. I don't know what VHF is.
But that had
very
your
high frequency.
Very high frequency.
I think that may be what?
Or variable, maybe?
But VHF had your 247. You had your CBS, NBC,
ABC. Then you had
ABC,
11, 13, and 24.
Which was our Toledo. Yep. You had your Detroit and your Toledo.
Very high frequency.
Very high frequency, okay. And then ultra high frequency. But your UHF were more of a like secondary stations.
Yeah, like 50 or
24, 50, 36, I think.
Well, that was a PBS,
That was a PBS one. 56 was the Detroit PBS. 36 was Toledo. But for me, when I would get home from school as a kid, what was on 50 was what we always watched. And it was always, and it altered here and there, but Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
We had Batman. We had the Monkees.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I'm trying to think. There was one other one. It may have been Green Acres. I think those were the main ones. It was Gilligan's Island, Green Acres, Monkees, Batman. So like from 4 to 6 or something, that was my...
Well, you mentioned Speed Racer. Speed Racer was one of those that came on one of the...
UHF as well, yeah. You're right. And yeah. Kimba as well.
Kimba. Oh, yeah.
But Kimba, I think those came on in the morning or something.
Kimba was on in the morning. Because mm-hmm. I remember one of those days you'd be homesick. That's virtually the only cartoon ever on.
Yeah, and during the weekday.
During the weekday, yeah.
Yeah. Speed Racer, I can't remember when that was on.
That was on right after school.
Was right that on right after school? Then maybe that's when I watched that one too. But I loved Speed. I love Speed Racer. Oh, I just loved it when he did
Spritel.
That.
Oh, Spritel.
We were on
Or his mouth was always crooked. Was that when Milky the Clown was going?
Please, no. No more.
We're done with Milky.
God.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, anyway, folks, so this has been our day.
What a day it has been.
Anyway, so summer movies, they were fun.
Summer movies were fun. They were summer.
Yeah. Well, we didn't really talk. We talked about the summer movies, but like I said, we were talking about blockbusters as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I almost think they were July 4th used to belong to Will Smith, because that's when the Independence Day. And. I don't know what other movies he's done, but he seemed to be in every blockbuster for a while.
Bad Boys or something. Bad Boys probably.
You know what movie I remember seeing play a lot in the summertime was The Music Man. Because it had a summer, it had a 4th of July theme, the whole thing going on, and I remember seeing that. That's when was one of the few times I thought, wow, I'm going to make my career being an actor because I want to. Up on stage singing,
sure, good for you.
Yeah,
I don't judge.
Let's see how
this
that works.
The non-judging
out?
Table. The fact that I have to say
the
non-judging that
table?
Man, though, should tell you something.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was the non-judging table. I've been judging the hell out of everybody.
Summer Dave, ladies and gentlemen.
Summer Dave.
Summertime.
Summer Dave. Drifting away to
Vietnam Dave.
The Vietnam Dave. There you go.
It was a hodgepodge broadcast.
It was a hodgepodge broadcast.
It was the best of podcasts. It was the worst of podcasts.
I saw Music Man and wanted to be in marching bands. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. You fulfilled your dream.
Yeah.
I saw Music Man and wanted to be in Rex Harrison.
Good night, folks.
And that's Harrison wasn't in Music Man.
I don't know. I never saw Music Man.
No, yeah, it was,
I've seen the musical on stage.
But you've never seen the movie?
I've never seen it. No, I didn't like the stage version. Why would I watch the movie?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the Shapoopy, man, right here.
Right there, the Shapoopy.
There's the Shapoopy guy.
Well, okay, that's the stage.
How do you fully appreciate Family Guy if you haven't seen the original Shapoopy from the movie?
Don't look at me.
Have you seen the original Shapoopy?
Don't look at me, Brian.
Okay. Well, the original Shapoopy probably did originate on Broadway. But,
I'm
presuming what they used in the movie was pretty close to it.
You opened that can of worms by saying you wanted to be in Rex Harrison. So
who wasn't even in the movie?
Well, there you go.
It was Robert
Preston.
Oh, he'd probably have been a lot more okay
Robert
with
Preston,
it.
Shirley Jones, who, by the way...
Buddy Hackett.
He probably would have said your place or mine.
Yeah,
Shirley
Robert
Jones, who, by the way, just celebrated like her 98th birthday.
Yeah!
I don't know if I'm going to edit that either. Shirley Jones is... really? Yeah. She's still alive?
Absolutely.
Don't tell her publicist.
And living on her own, according to Sean.
Oh,
90 years old. Never mind.
90
She's
years.
Only 90.
Still, that's
90s, you know.
90s Bob,
she doesn't sing as much anymore.
Well, I wouldn't think so.
90 years old. Sorry, Shirley, I aged you.
Bad Dave.
But yeah.
Matthew Broderick, yeah, and... Ugh. Oh.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Matthew Broderick. You would have loved to see Matthew Broderick as a music
he did.
Man.
Ugh. What's her name? Christine.
Have you listened to any of our old episodes, Jeff?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, that's not. That's on our sister
podcast.
That's
the other podcast.
Where the heck?
Yeah, have you listened to that?
I've heard some.
You've heard my horror story about Matthew Broderick?
Maybe I didn't hear that part.
On a very special episode.
Which one is that on?
We saw him.
Episode 14, I think.
I think it was episode 14. We saw him on Broadway with Nathan Lane and a cavalcade of others in this play called It's Just a Play or something.
No, it wasn't producers. Okay.
No.
I'll tell you what. I mean, there was F. Murray Abraham was in this. The woman who plays in Will and Grace, who played Karen, was in it. Rupert Gint or
Gint.
Gint.
Gint, yeah, from
Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley.
Yes.
He was in it.
Wow.
Stockard Channing was in it.
Oh my God.
I mean, this was all star.
Hey, huge.
Nathan Lane, and you know who was amazing.
Who's who?
Everybody, and it's a farcical comedy coming through doors, and blah 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 blah. And everybody's just having a blast. You can tell these actors. And then here comes Matthew Broderick. I'm saying my line here as dead as I can. Everybody replies to him, runs around.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, this is where I'm supposed to stand now. This is my next line.
Well, maybe that was his shtick, no?
No.
You don't think, that's not how it was written, you don't think? I mean, you don't
no.
Think?
My God, no. All four of us walked out of there. It was David and Val and Eileen. The moms went with us. And we all just went, and that was, a cardboard figure could have done that better.
Maybe he was under the weather.
He was under something.
I don't know.
Left.
And then you see his appearance on Only Murders in the Building, and he was delightful.
Oh. Yes, he was. Yes.
He was, actually.
He was. That was good. Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
Proving that he's really a movie and television actor and not a stage star.
Mm-hmm. But didn't he win a Tony for producers with Nathan Lane?
I don't know. When I saw the movie with both him and Nathan Lane, I was not impressed with Matthew Broderick then.
No, I didn't like the movie.
He was okay in Ferris Bueller, but...
I don't think I've really enjoyed a performance of his since Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, I think Ferris Bueller was my last time I enjoyed him.
And that's the last time he was a pretty boy.
You know he killed a man.
Did he?
Yeah, in Ireland.
What?
He killed a man in Ireland.
You know, with your
drunk driving or what?
I don't necessarily know if you should be talking about this, Brian.
Hey, that's... Oh yeah, we are recording. They can't hear me that far away.
For those of you that couldn't hear Brian...
He's clearly stated that Matthew Broderick killed a man. Allegedly.
And got away with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the views expressed are those of Brian Burchett Ross only, and do not reflect the rest of the men on the porch.
That is true.
What's the story?
Glug, glug, glug.
Oh, drunk driver.
Drinking driving?
Allegedly.
Actually, I think it was...
Those who can't see Robert pantomiming a drunk driver.
Well... So the question I have is, if you're in Ireland, isn't everybody drunk?
Hey!
That was my view, ladies and gentlemen. No one else's.
So for those of you listening, Ron Roberts' view.
Yes, I made the reference that all Irish are drunks.
I will let everybody know in about a month.
Oh, that's right. In case you didn't hear that, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Burchett Ross will be going to Ireland at the middle of August.
You ready for your quiz?
Yeah, sure.
Well, there's a quiz?
Big Debs? We got Big Debs? I didn't even see the Big Debs.
I didn't even know there was a quiz.
I didn't think about that, guys. I'm sorry. I could have come up with
like you didn't provide enough as it is.
Yeah.
Oh. Really?
There's a quiz?
He's going to go grab something.
No way.
What could we possibly be quizzed on?
Oh, God knows.
How much has Star Wars made in the last 24 minutes?
Nope. He didn't grab anything.
What strange chemical is an aphrodisiac for Brian Burchett Ross?
I thought you were grabbing the quiz.
What could possibly be quizzed upon?
Nothing that we talked about today.
Well, we figured that.
Well, yeah, that's like every week.
It's got to be summer.
What's wrong?
Oh,
don't cry.
Let's bring it on. Bring it on. We're feeling good. I've had half an ounce of alcohol. And you know what that does to me.
I know.
The prize is a gallon of chlorine. Of course, none of us are really going to benefit from
that. I'm not fighting for that one.
Feet are smelling pretty good there.
How were those? From the previous episode, how were those unicorn cakes? Who had those?
Oh, that was me.
Bob got them. How were they, Bob? Now,
they made my teeth ache.
They made his teeth ache.
I know. Dentures.
I can report back that I had the matching set of the donkey.
Yeah.
Dry as the day is long.
Really?
So you really didn't, you know, I didn't have coffee with them, so maybe that was my problem.
Hooper,
but they
honey.
Were so dry and so dense. Not a very high quality Little Debs package.
See, product. I had to go out and buy some.
Okay, what did you think?
And now but that we've turned this into the Little Debs,
Little Debs channel, what a Little Debs.
I enjoyed the original over the apple flavor because they are denser, but I noticed also the original are a little larger. So I think that's why they had a little better texture to me.
But they were still very, very
they were dry. You needed to dunk them in something.
So,
I found malt liquor of some kind was the best. I'm kidding.
Big Debs, if you'd like, I mean, Little Debs, if you'd like to,
sponsor us, if you'd like to send us some product to review, we would love to do that.
Absolutely. We would gladly do an entire podcast.
Absolutely.
The McKay family. Is it McKay, McKee?
I think so. I think it is.
But anyway, you're doing great work. Keep it up.
Please.
Yes.
Love them.
Because we've gone from Little Ron, Little Dave, Little Jeff, Little Bob, and Little Brian to Big Dave, Big Brian.
You know what? I can never turn down a good fudge round. I'll tell you that.
Anyway.
Pitch recognition. Look at that. I'm so proud of you. You let that one go.
I let it go. How about that? Okay. So we're gonna start with Dave.
Sure.
We're gonna play another round of television lyrics.
Oh God! If it doesn't start with "Sit right back and you hear a tale."
No, you're really good at this.
Not enough to win my Little Debbies.
Well, you're not winning.
Well, nothing's on the line today.
Yeah, so. Nothing's on the line. This is
why
just
bother?
Just your.
Are we going to pick it from verse 3 never aired again?
Or how about a TV show that wasn't around before I was even born?
I swear to God, I thought you watched The Sopranos.
Yeah, but nobody knows the words.
I did. I used to have that song.
Anyways, carry on.
Anyway, all right. Again, from a TV show, might not be the beginning, might pull it from the middle. Here we go, folks. It's like I started breathing on the night we blank.
On the night we met. It's from one of the family shows, Family Ties, maybe?
You got 1 point out of two. On the night we kissed.
Kissed, okay.
Well, not bad, not bad.
It was Family Ties.
It was Family Ties. Look at that. Look at that.
He's not even writing it down. I got a point.
Ding!
Ding! Ding.
Hey, I'll write it down. Here we
I
go.
Didn't bring my bell.
Hang on.
Hooper wants you to howl and they get it wrong.
All right. Jeff.
Sir.
I'll give you a real hard one here.
That's what she said.
Their house is a blank.
Oh. The house is a museum. People come to see them. Adam's Family.
All that seemed like a softball.
He did it. Yeah.
That's what we're going to end everything with.
Ron.
Oh, all right. Is this 1 point or 2 points?
You got 2 points.
This will be negative seven.
I know what I'm doing, but I just don't know what I want to use. Yeah, okay. Right. I don't know what I'm doing. But I've never have. Keep Manhattan.
Jeez,
just give me that blank.
Oh.
Keep Manhattan. Just give me that.
Wide open. Is it Green Acres?
Yes.
I don't know what the line is.
Countryside.
Give me that countryside.
Okay,
you got a point for Green Acres.
I live in the country. This is not the countryside.
Well, that was his.
That's why I was pointing to it.
You got a farm over there.
That's a little section of countryside.
On a good windy day, you
can
smell horse shit.
You can see through the trees.
A good windy day.
I prefer pig manure, my friend. But I digress.
Distinct difference.
But I digress.
Oh, the smells of Monroe.
You got one. Yeah, one.
Okay, Bob.
God.
Here we go. Hello, sunshine. Goodbye, blank.
My nerves. Say it again.
Hello, sunshine. Goodbye, blank. I'll give you some hints.
Suicidal thoughts.
Let me try and sing it, see if this will jog your memory a little bit. Hello, sunshine, goodbye.
That happy days.
That's the point.
Goodbye.
That's close. Hello, sunshine, goodbye, rain.
If it's not sunshining yet, it's...
What? He didn't know it.
Well, oh.
So he's giving him the answer. It. Goodbye.
Oh, rain. I'm sorry.
I was just giving, but that was it. So he got a point. But yeah, goodbye, rain. Goodbye, rain.
Goodbye, rain.
But he got the happy days part.
You got the happy days part.
You got a point.
Why don't you sing the tune to him?
I'm sorry. But he had the Addams Family.
All right, Dave. Well, the names have all blanked since you hung around.
Changed.
And the show?
Good. Hello. Or Cotter. Welcome back, Cotter.
Right. See? Look at that.
Good. Wow. All right, yeah.
It's Jeff.
Yeah.
Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the blank.
You guys sang that one for
him? Just give him a minute.
Got well, tired
maybe.
Of it's Jefferson's, isn't it? No.
It's not the Jeffersons, folks.
I think they were both on CBS, though.
Yeah, they were both on CBS.
Oh, one day at a time. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Also on CBS.
Let me go again. Yeah, let's try it. We're going to try and
try
sing it.
Try singing? Okay.
Got tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the...
Dial.
WKRP.
Living oh, WKRP. Oh, my gosh.
Cincinnati, WKRP.
Derulani's.
You know, you think with the singing, I would have gotten it, too.
I know, right?
It's just like the TV it's my singing. That's why you didn't get it.
It's just like the TV show.
Okay, that's a zippity doo off me.
All right.
Yep.
Here you go, pal. I think this might be an easy one.
Cooper doesn't think
you
so.
Know. I'm right there with you.
Closed the shop, sold the house, bought a ticket to the West blank.
Mm. Oh.
Side?
And what's the show? Not that I said you're right.
I realize.
Again, before your time, probably. Well, you were around, but I don't know if your family watched it or not.
Rhoda.
That was a good guess. Let me try it again, see. Closed the shop, sold the house, bought a ticket to the West
Coast.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Bosom Buddies. Mm-hmm. It was Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah,
you get one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't do anything.
No, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Right out of there.
No big devs for him.
Wait, there's big devs?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, they're in the mail.
That was Bosom Buddies?
Yes. That was Billy Joel. It was him
Billy
and
Joel's
Peter,
Peter Scolari.
Well, I know the show. I thought it took place in New York City, so that's why I didn't.
It does.
So then why would they take
I don't know. They just used the song.
There you go. That's why I didn't get it.
Well, because it was my life. Just leave me alone. They had to dress up like women.
So I want to dress like women and live in a women's apartment building. I'll do that.
But that's how I got it wrong. The show happened in New York. You're telling me he bought a ticket to the West Coast? That makes no sense.
I'm with Ron, but he still doesn't get a point.
But Dave's at it. He's not getting a point. All right.
I yield
question
my time.
Was unfair.
I yield my time.
Now I know I've just screwed myself. Because, you know.
Murphy.
Never criticize the guy who's got the Google up.
Bob. Here we go.
Please not in German.
I won't do it. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the blank.
People all know your name.
You got cheers. Let me say it again. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. There you go, 2 points.
You want to go where
everybody knows your name.
Scooby-Doo.
Dave. She's the blank in my tree.
Will you sing it for me like you've been thinking? I don't know. She's the blank in my tree.
This isn't really yours. I'm not gonna, but that's the one I gave you last time.
Oh, it's still my, or that girl?
Oh, yeah, she's the tinsel in my tree.
Oh, that tinsel.
Yay!
All right, now here's yours.
Da, 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 da,
that girl.
Let's see.
It's like Daisy, sunshine, something, that girl. That girl.
All right, here's yours, Dave.
Everything for me.
What might be right for you may not be right for blank.
Me. No, what might be right for you might not be right for some.
And it's from?
The Facts of Life?
Ooh, no, 1 point. Different strokes. That's
Different strokes.
Oh,
I was in the right ballpark.
So close, though, yeah.
Yeah, you were very much.
You take the bad, you mix them all, and there you have the facts of life.
That's a good point.
Facts of life.
And a more.
That wasn't it. It was different strokes.
So Dave's ahead by one in front of Bob.
All right. Let's see. Here's yours.
Yeah.
So easy. Set a course for adventure. Your mind on a new blank.
Set your course on adventure. Your mind on a new romance.
There you go. He already said love boat. So that's.
Pulls ahead.
That was good.
Now, now a show from 1914 that was not a talkie. But here you go.
For Ron's
this
question.
Is what the organist would have played.
Oswald Rabbit was shot this week.
Come and dance on our floor. Take a step that is blank.
New.
And the show?
Three's Company.
There you go, Dave. One of Dave's all-time favorites.
Well, that Emmy winner there.
There you go. Look at that.
Mr. Furley.
Oh, okay. Another easy one for you.
So why are people complaining about thruples today when the whole show is based on the idea of a thruple?
Well, was it really a thruple, though?
It was.
Well, they weren't romantically involved.
Living with two women. He only intended to be gay.
With Janet, though.
He did want Chrissy for a while.
You ever notice, she always sweated. She always had sweaty armpits.
Joyce DeWitt?
Yeah.
Oh, she's alive. Or did she die?
We apologize to Joyce DeWitt.
Joyce DeWitt's still
alive. I'm pretty sure Joyce is still alive.
Joyce is the only one that's still alive,
I believe
think.
So. Yep.
Well, I don't know. Is the one who played Mrs. Roper, she's still alive?
Boy, she's going to be pretty old if she is.
Yeah.
She was out well.
I know, he's not.
Right.
All right, Bob. You ready?
Norman Fell.
No, let's do it.
Yep, she's 75 years old.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, Joyce DeWitt. I think Mrs. Roper.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say Mrs. Roper, I'm not sure. All right, Bob, here you go. They go together like a horse and blank.
Like a horse and carriage.
And what's the name of the show?
I tell you, brother, you're married with children and you're bald.
Hey. 2 points. There we go.
Audra Lindley left us in 1997.
Aww.
Ooh, that wasn't that long ago.
She was...
1997?
1997?
Almost 30 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. It's not that long ago. I mean it. All right. One more round here, folks.
89.
Good for her.
One more round. Wow. I'm going to give it easy.
Well, 89. She wasn't going to make it to 119.
How many people? Let's see.
Wow.
Dave, last round.
Tinsel.
Flying away on a wing and a blank.
Who could it be?
Who could it be? Flying away on a wing and a...
Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
Okay, but what's that one word we're looking for? Flying away on a wing and a blank.
Prayer.
And the show was?
The Greatest American Hero.
There you go.
Good job.
All right.
I find it unfair that he has a red suit just like the...
the symbol's all different.
Cooper's got his eye on something.
Well, yeah, he does.
Oh. Don't look at me.
He noticed.
Is there a deer out there?
Yeah, there are deer out there.
I don't think. Oh, it's a scratch.
Ooh, I should have gave that one to Dave.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Such a good boy.
We're going to give you one more, Dave.
One more. It doesn't have to come.
If you do this, if you go, you'll come to the gate.
Don't waste another minute on your blank. We're nowhere near the end.
Nowhere? Say that again.
Don't waste another minute on your blank. We're nowhere near the end.
The show is... I can see them all around there. Alan, what's
Batman?
Them wearing their shirts and pants.
And their pants, something. Like, no,
it's
like
another
people.
Family show, and it was very popular. Alan Thicke.
Oh.
That other one.
The one that destroyed everything.
I liked that show at the time. That was before I realized that.
What is the name of that show?
Oh my God, that guy was Looney Tunes.
Don't waste another minute on your blank. We're nowhere near the end.
I don't know the word. Don't waste a minute on your blank. On yourself?
And what's the TV show?
Itself is wrong. I can't see it.
Family Matters?
Don't waste another minute on your...
It is just escaping me. Like I say, I see the whole darn cast. Kirk Cameron, the girl. Thank you. I said Family Ties was the other one. This one is.
Everybody goes through them.
Highball.
No, everybody goes through Tough Time. No, it wasn't. No, that doesn't make sense.
Clue.
Troubles, maybe, is the word. Nope.
Damn. Would you like to know what the word was?
What?
Would you like to know what the word was?
Yeah.
Crying. Don't waste another minute on your crying. Mm-hmm. We're nowhere near the end.
And I'm just blanking. I can't remember the darn show. No, it's
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains. Growing
I just could pain. Not remember the. I got all the cast pretty much though, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you did. You nailed the cast.
I knew who it was.
A few of them.
It's a good thing that one didn't count. Hey, did you give me both my points for the one that I did get right?
I did. Right there.
He's even arguing over points and a fictional character.
With no big dabs.
You got,
well, that's because I'm
four. You got 24 points. You're ahead of everybody. Yeah. Yay.
Okay.
It wasn't like that.
Man, I don't remember.
All right, Jeff, your last one.
Last one.
Believe it or not.
There's nothing we won't try. Never heard the word blank.
Oh, it's Laverne and Shirley, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I was just thinking about that, too.
There's nothing we won't try.
Read it to me again.
There's nothing we won't try. Never heard the word blank.
Never heard the word goodbye. Never heard the word. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this.
I sympathize.
Would you like a singing rendition?
Who's gonna sing it?
Wow!
Sure, give it to me. I want to hear it. I need it.
Let's see. I got it. Let me hit that. Let me try and hit it.
There's nothing we won't try.
Never heard the word.
Goodbye. Try. There's the word. Deny?
You need three syllables.
Deny.
Four
syllables.
Four?
Oh my gosh, this is
clue.
Never heard the word.
This time.
That was, that to me is the line that I love the most in that whole song.
I just say, they're putting the glove on the bottle and it's, I can't believe it. I'm drawing a blank.
There's nothing we won't try. Never heard the word impossible. No stopping us. We're gonna do it.
I knew it was Laverne and Shirley.
Okay, I will be sure.
It was.
Now 1 point. Wow.
Looks like we're all gonna end up tied on this
one. No, yeah, I think you're ahead.
Yeah. Only because I bullied you into giving me that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought I had to.
Ron's on the phone.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to skip him real quick, go to Bob.
Oh, okay.
Your last one. There's a time for love and a time for blank. This is maybe a little bit harder one.
Yeah.
But I did like the show. We're coming back to you.
Oh, okay.
There's a time for love and a time for blank.
Sing it.
There's a time for love and a time for... So take a chance and face the wind.
This is the Olsen Twins, people. I don't know the name of that series.
All right, the word we were looking for was living. There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. The show was Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
Tony Danza.
It was a Tony Danza.
And Light.
Judith Light.
Who was wonderful in the Julia Child show. That's on Max right now.
Also, Emmy winner for her wonderful portrayal as ex-prostitute Karen Walker on, not Karen Walker, Karen something on One Life to Live. And might I add, if I ever could get a chance to see her on Broadway on any show,
I would take it.
I would take it in a heartbeat. I hear she is just amazing in everything she does on Broadway. Anyway, back to you, Ron. You're the last.
Yay!
Blank. No.
blank, blank, blank.
Blank, blank, blank. I'm trying to find one that, because it's like, I don't know what you,
Go back to the 50s. I think there's some good things, like the Donna Reed show.
All right, here we go. With each glance and every little blank, you've shown it.
The way you two are laughing. I guess I should know this, but I don't.
I could give you a hint.
Can you?
Meow.
Okay, so it's Mary Tyler Moore. But,
with each glance and every little blank, you've shown it.
Look.
With each glance and every little movement, you show it. Love is all around, but don't you take it. You can count on them, why don't you take it?
You're gonna make it after all. Da, 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 da. You're gonna make it after all.
I don't think Cooper likes the music.
Cooper's trying to get through. Woo! I want to join in.
Yes. Oh, now he's like, stop mocking me.
Oh, he's thinking about it. He's thinking about it.
And that's it for us, folks. You even got a little bit of a trivia.
We don't have a cat, but we got a dog.
A little more than what anyone asked for.
Yep. So that's our summer, first annual edition summer fun special. Thank you, Jeff, for hosting us.
You're welcome. Love to have you here.
Thank you all. I don't know what I'm going to edit this down to. Probably, hey, we're all here. And thank you, Jeff, for all. But. Who knows? So we'll see you on your regularly scheduled time.
Happy summer, y'all.
Happy God summer. Bless. Enjoy the rest
Make
of it.
Make smart choices and stay away from the chlorine.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails.
Meow.